In town. Hello out there in, you know, TV land. This is Awkward Conversations. I'm Rachel Sassy Pants Frumpkin. As always, I am joined by my delightful co-hosts, or hosts, we'll call them hosts, Frank Bennington.
Hi. He's here?
Ugh, oh, I know. God. I tried not to have him come here, but ugh, it was unavoidable.
I'll come whenever I want.
You always can't tell me what to do.
Unavoidable people. Sitting next to him is the handsome and devilish Francisco Calderon.
Oh, I was like, I'm not sitting next to him.
Handsome is going far. Handsome is a little far. Francisco Calderon cuddles the sociopath.
Ooh, rah, 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 rah. And across from him is the ever effervescent.
Ooh, I'm effervescent.
It is our turkey.
Anastasia.
Our hostess.
I didn't say that.
Wouldn't I be like something white on the outside and black on the inside because of my race? Like a Milano cookie?
Like a Milano cookie.
No, you're a chocolate flavored cookie.
I look black.
We don't have time to discuss what the dessert she would be.
I'm the chocolate injected Twinkie.
Okay,
gross. And our guest today is the wonderful Bernie Bregman.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Bernie, no.
I like your descriptor better, effervescent. That's a good one.
Tell the lovely people what you're all about, sir.
I'm about a lot of things, but mostly all things nerd culture, particularly the 80s and 90s when nerd culture really thrived, and which is making kind of a comeback, which is both good and bad. But I run a midnight movie series out in Hollywood called Nerds Like Us. And we show the classics, the great stuff, the stuff we grew up watching on VHS and even Beta and may not have seen on the big screen. So I try to bring that stuff back and bring it to a crowd that loves that. So, you know, all the good stuff, Ghostbusters, Goonies, Back to the Future, all that.
Last week he showed Lost Boys. Corey Feldman.
We had a Lost Boys experience.
Yeah,
when we saw.
Oh, I'm telling you, if you want to have a rockin' good time, don't see Corey Feldman. With his band.
I enjoyed it. When he tore off just the nipples of his shirt, I was like, yes, Corey Feldman, go there. And then sing a song about your son.
Here, I'm going to say this.
Go there in 1995, maybe.
Wow.
I'm going to say this, and it's going to be controversial. I liked him better when he was not sober. There.
Wait.
Said it.
I like
there are a lot of talents that are much better intoxicated.
Yeah. Boom. Said it. Done.
Yes.
He has a band.
He has
it's
a band.
Horrible rock band.
You're forget you heard it. Forget. Hold on. What? This isn't the band you're looking for.
This is not. Corey Feldman.
Yeah. Oh, and people, that's our sound engineer and our lovely, I don't know. We'll call him lovely.
I'm back here being lovely and
delightful
this lovely
producer,
room.
Nicholas.
Here I am, wide awake. What time is it?
No.
He's got
o'clock.
That classic roadie dude voice.
Yeah, isn't it
right? That's
great.
Me.
He's
oh,
got the
I
classic
love
roadie look.
Hey, dude.
He's like,
totally.
Catch some waves, man. All right.
He could have been Joey out of Hackers.
He could have been. Hackers. So today, people, we're going to discuss movies that have been rebooted, that should be rebooted, and maybe never should have been remade.
There's a lot more of that.
I'm gonna tell you, people. I watched one the other day, and I was like, why was this ever done? Or it should be done, but it should just be done better. And it was Footloose.
Ooh.
Hurt my heart a little bit.
Yeah,
because I like the Kevin Bacon Footloose. It's got a good message behind some rockin' good Kenny Loggins music.
It's got Kevin Bacon.
And then they were like, hey, you know what would make this super fantastic? Choreography by Kenny Ortega, hip-hop music, and Juliana Hough.
I don't think so. How could you go wrong?
I can't talk to you bad about Kenny Ortega. He gave me some good breaks in my career.
I love Kenny Ortega a ton and actually got to work with him. He directed me in a show 2 years ago. So, good man.
I mean, he might be the nicest person in the world.
Yeah.
But I don't like... Footloose is like, you know, Willard learning how to dance to Let's Hear It for the Boys and awkwardly learn how to dance. It's not like weird hip-hop break dancing moves to me.
You're just
hold it special to my heart. You're just not with the times. Yeah. I did not want to see it, so I didn't see it. So I'm sorry.
I mean, I got it on my Netflix. I watched it. Boom, done.
I think I can trump that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Fame.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't see the remake of Fame. Yeah,
it made me want to cut my wrist and bleed myself dry in the theater.
Oh my gracious. But it had the delightful Megan Mullally.
I'm vomiting.
but how can you go wrong with Kelsey Grammer and Megan Mullally?
I like almost Megan. Worked on that one, too.
Oh.
There's a contract issue. You. Thank
God. I would never have looked at you ever again.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really? Of the shit I've done, that would have put you over
the
edge.
I love everything else you've done.
I mean, come on.
I just want to kill myself.
You were in Die Hard 2 with Vengeance. You exploded.
You were an exploding baby.
Exploding baby number 12.
That's awesome. That is not the title of my role in that movie.
That is excellent, like, history right there. I was the exploding baby.
And if I was exploding baby, I was exploding baby number 1.
Number 12. They had a lot of villains.
Baby doesn't get 2, 3.
Nobody puts baby in a corner, that's people. Right. Nobody.
You put them in an airport. And
then you know what? Okay, that's another thing I was thinking about. There are some movies that have not been remade, but you might as well call them remakes because the sequels are just close enough that they're remakes. Like Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights. Wow. You took Dirty Dancing and you put it in Cuba, people. It's you didn't change the story. You just put it in Cuba.
I almost feel that that's racist.
It raises the question, though, of how do you do it properly, right? Do you just remake everything with different actors and kind of the script's mostly the same and you know, you chop up the cool lines that everybody remembers and just sprinkle them throughout the script, you know, or do you do something that is the same message but totally different, like the Karate Kid one was?
Oh my God. Yes. No.
Right?
I hate that so much.
Right. Karate Kid worked because of the characters, not because of the message. And they tried to reboot it with the message and different characters. And
a different martial arts style and a different country.
Totally different.
Oh, that's
it wasn't
just
karate, for one thing.
Yeah,
can I just put that out there?
It's not karate.
Just
and
saying.
They put it in a different country that made sense for Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Call it Kung Fu Kid and stop being a racist.
Oh, I should interject before. If you guys want to comment on anything we're saying or have any movies of your own that should be remade. Please call. Yeah.
While we're ranting on that one.
And then call 1-800-893-9562. And, you know, let us know what you think.
Why is Jaden Smith getting force-fed down our throats just because he's Big Willie's kid?
Why is Will Smith?
I love Will Smith. I think that guy does mostly great movies. I mean, he bats like 750 on good films that he chooses. But his kid? Eh.
Will Smith, I don't need to whip my hair back and forth.
Oh,
I don't need to do it. Okay.
As a performer, Whiplash. I don't really care for her. But as a fashionista, she is adorable.
I like whip my hair back and forth.
You said
that's
Big Willie.
Okay. I do need to.
Now, there are two movies that are being remade, or that were remade. One came out and one's coming out that I want to discuss because I'm sure we have a lot to discuss about it. Evil Dead is coming out next year. And I have to say, I'm excited about it because I've never seen the original.
I haven't either.
So I hope this will
skip the original and two and then just go straight to Army of Darkness because
so
that's
So I hope this will be like,
I don't think
a new introduction. A new introduction to the movie. I'll watch the original and then I'll watch the new one and it looks super badass and super cool. And everybody knows I don't like that kind of movie, but it just looks too awesome. I cannot pass it up.
As somebody that's read the script, I would like to say you read the script. but I don't think you can see this one. I think you should just see the old one. I really want to put this on you. Do not see the new one.
Well, here's
people
here's,
like me see it.
The beauty of Evil Dead is its cheesiness, which is because their budget was so minimal, you know, and you're talking early Sam Raimi. And, you know, he wasn't a developed, you know, director. So you have all these things working together to create this beautiful piece of crap, which is really what Evil Dead is.
Right.
I mean,
it's Bruce Campbell. I don't like anything with Bruce Campbell in it.
It's good, you know?
But this one is taking itself seriously. And this one has some scares that are just so,
like that.
I watch horror movies and some of the moments I'm like, oh.
That's just from reading the script.
15 years because I can't think of too many.
Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, Cabin in the Woods I liked.
That's the last good one.
I never got out to see that one. And
it's so surprising and amazing.
But I thought it wasn't really a horror.
It's
like a comedy horror, right?
Yeah, it's...
I don't know, whatever. I didn't see it. I can't talk about it. In the vein of Evil Dead,
Look, Joss Whedon is made of golden rainbows, okay?
He is. Yes. Thank you, my kindred spirit. Thank you. No, what about Dredd? Is that 80s?
Dredd was 90s, but... I did want to discuss because one of the lists that Frank sent over was Total Recall, and I didn't get a chance to see the remake of Total Recall, but I do remember the original Total Recall.
I haven't seen it either, but I love what's not to love about the original.
I like any movie where you got Schwarzenegger being Schwarzenegger.
I just like that scene on Mars with his eyes.
I like a good Austrian dude. Conan's another movie that they should never have remade.
They remade it.
Me neither, but I don't have
But
interest.
I like that guy because he's in like
Jason Momoa. Yeah.
Momoa.
That sounds like a cookie.
I don't care, but it should not have been remade.
It is a good name.
Conan is Conan. He's awesome. It's cheesy. It's like when they made Wrath. It's like when they made Clash of the Titans. They try to make it
that
too
was
great.
Stupid. You don't touch my Clash of the Titans.
That
was
suck dumb.
It. Don't touch
I
it.
I would have been okay with that movie if they hadn't have put Clash of the Titans as it. Right. If they made it a completely different movie, I would have been perfectly fine.
That's
with
my
it.
Problem. I don't really like. Yeah, I do not like the movies or movies that are turned into TV instead of rebooting them. They make them into TV shows. Where they take something that was funny, like Teen Wolf, and then they try to, and then they make it dramatic. It's not a serious movie. Don't make it a serious show.
No, it was
show.
Silly and funny and awesome.
You can do that with,
I'm okay don't if they that. Make it a TV show, but based on the original, style and premise.
Yeah, don't have all the same characters. Don't have the same, and then throw in like some weird nonsense. Like, it's not from his dad. He's like, it's always been in his family line and blah, blah, blah. No, what made Teen Wolf awesome was it was cheesy.
It Michael
was
J. Fox.
Bad special effects. Michael J. Fox
and
surfing a van.
Yes.
And it was funny. Okay?
They're making Scream into a TV show.
How long?
What?
What?
Oh, that I know.
Yeah, that
MTV
I do know. That I do know.
Developing it.
Yeah.
MTV, why are you doing this?
How long do you
they
think
also
it's going to be?
MTV, why are you horrible?
A remake of Back to the Future.
No, don't do that.
You know, it's one of those inevitabilities.
You know what? I wouldn't mind... If they did Back to the Future, like, I wouldn't really mind that much. Like,
I would.
The nerds on the interwebs are going
perfect.
To, like, get
I don't
super
think
mad.
You need to remake it.
Like, so, if you were to reboot it.
I'm a little open minded to some of this. Some of this stuff is. I mean, look, I run the thing where I bring back the old stuff and kind of stick my nose up at today's filmmaking, but. I understand that it's an inevitability that anything that made a ton of money and has a huge following is going to get, remade by the people that have the rights to it because that's just the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. So instead of fighting against it happening, which I know is going to happen, I kind of try and look at the ways that it could be done well and the kinds of things that could work. You know, they've been talking about Ghostbusters 3 for, 10 years
that's
now.
That's still in production.
Right, exactly.
I mean, they've been talking about 32 candles. For like a decade now, where it would be
that's
her,
original.
Jake Ryan and Sam's kids grow up and they have the same. It's no shit. It's the same fucking story except it's their children.
Oh, good, we can swear.
And farmer, it's like she meets farmer Ted's kid and they get together, kind of deal. Testicles. I don't know. Thank God John Hughes died before that shit got to be made.
That morally offends me.
Why are they doing Heathers as a TV series as well?
Again.
Don't we have
a show that doesn't
need to
be taken seriously?
Yeah. Like that? Don't they just kill people off? And like, stop,
but they're trying.
It.
They're trying to make that a dramatic show.
Well, they made that movie. It's called God Bless America. In case you guys haven't seen that.
Oh, that movie.
Right?
But Chiru Goods, I liked.
That's a good movie.
I liked 21 Jump Street. And I liked Dredd.
I liked 21 Jump Street because... It understood that the TV show was nonsense.
Right.
And so it made the movie nonsense.
That's
like,
exactly
it was funny,
what I'm talking
it was
about.
Cheesy, it was great, it was like all
made
in the same
fun of itself.
Vein.
Like that speech that the police guy goes, we just reboot things because we have no original ideas, whatever.
It joked at itself, and that's what I like. If you can like poke fun at yourself, that's super awesome. But like... Don't try to rewrite the wheel when the wheel doesn't need to be rewritten. Yeah. Like, don't try to rewrite the script, people. It was fine.
That's where I'm saying where there's good ways to do it and there's bad ways to do it. And there's also types of movies. Like, I didn't see the Dirty Dancing remake because that's not my type of movie.
I saw it.
And Really? When I was thinking about the show coming in, I was thinking there's a type of movie where it's the message that's important that can be remade versus where it's the characters that were important and that's why people love the movie. And you can't do that. You can't remake those movies because those people are 30, 40 years older now and you can't recast them really either. There's a couple of ways that you could, and they're probably going to face that with Star Wars coming up. If it's a movie where the message was the important thing, maybe Dirty Dancing wasn't done well. Again, I didn't see it, but to me, that's the kind of movie where the message was more important than Baby, you know?
Right.
It wasn't her character, it was that message, and it was that, you know, that forbidden love story, you know, and I mean, that's told through timeless, you know,
that's
stories.
True.
So that you kind know? Of thing can work, and you know, But I think
it was
things,
just Patrick Swayze that sold that movie.
Well, but there's some enigmatic and great dancers today that are today's generation's Patrick Swayze that
true.
Are, you know.
That's true.
Derek Hough, for one. And I know you didn't like Julianne in that movie, but Derek Hough is, he's
him.
Like the modern day Gene Kelly. That guy is tremendous and he's very enigmatic and you know.
I don't think I've seen him in anything.
I don't know what he's done besides Dancing with the Stars, but I mostly watch that show because I can't believe somebody that talented exists. I don't watch it for any of the B-list celebrities that I've barely heard of.
Right.
Who the hell is Kelly Monaco? Anybody?
Nobody. Exactly. Nobody knows.
That one girl,
the only person I know on that show is Kirstie Alley.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I love her. Oh, but isn't that guy from Switch at Birth on it? Not that I watch Switch at Birth.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I totally do.
When you're going that guy instead of knowing them by their names?
The father, the French dude. The one that was in Sex and the City that was completely naked.
Oh, Gilles Marini.
Yeah. Oh.
He just got eliminated, but he's tremendous. That guy's ridiculously talented.
He's tremendous.
And if you're joining us now, we're trying out Dancing with the Stars.
It's not fair to have that many apps.
He's got a tremendously talented.
He's got a huge talent. Are there some movies that you're like, okay, this needs to be remade now because the special effects are better, the technology has come so far, that you can remake now and it wouldn't and it would be
it would
benefit from the reboot?
It depends because some of the things that you appreciate are the special effects for the time. You know, like when we just did Little Shop of Horrors, that's one that you might think, well, they did that all with puppets. Now you could CG that and it would be incredible.
And that's
but
a reboot.
When you watch it, like it's so impressive to look at that puppet work, especially with that alternate ending that was never seen in theaters cleaned up. That is amazing. That's amazing puppeteering.
Plus, I don't want to hear anybody else be the plant. I like.
Yeah, it's got to be.
One of the ones I want to discuss because that's a reboot of, you know, Roger Corman's Little Shop, which ended the way it ended, where it ends in the play. Spoiler alert, if you don't know this, people, I'm sorry.
And actually, the play is always that way. The play is always done with the plants.
Yeah, the plants win in the play. The plants win in the original 50s version is the Corman version.
It's only the Rick Moranis one that didn't win.
Yeah. So that's a reboot I like because I've watched the original one where the plant is like literally a guy doing this.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can see it. Like the guy's like opening up a puppet mouth and then they built this super sweet Audrey too and they're like,
Duh. 68 people at most for the scene where it's attacking Audrey.
That's wonderful.
That's 68 people puppeteering that plant.
I mean, love them so much.
I don't think they need to.
I think Dark Crystal was brought up on a list. I think, you know, the special effects and puppeteering have come
a
long way so that we could redo Dark Crystal or Labyrinth.
Dark Crystal or...
Could you imagine this sweeping
Don't
vista?
Touch that.
I could see.
Bowie.
Because Bowie.
I'm not talking about strictly for like how technology would benefit it.
I agree with you on Dark Crystal. I would also go there with Neverending Story.
Oh, totally.
I could see.
Okay,
that.
That's.
I mean, you got to make Falcor still look like Falcor, just better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not particularly attached to Atreyu or the princess or any of that, you know? Mm-hmm. It's Falcor for me. And if you get Falcor right, I could care less about the rest of it.
Oh my God, that'd be wonderful.
Let's just remake Beastmaster, Lady Hawk, Dragon Slayer.
I don't know. No, Lady Hawk.
All the stuff that I saw at 3 a.m. on Cinemax because it was terrible back then.
And Willow.
Don't touch Willow.
What do you need to? I mean,
nothing.
Besides, aren't they already remaking Willow? Isn't it called Game of Thrones?
I thought it was called Lord of the Rings.
That was a joke.
You mean Hobbit?
The Hobbit. Well, it's all things like that.
All things
Someone brought up Blade Runner.
And I agree with that.
They are remaking Blade Runner.
I would be okay with that.
Who is doing it?
I will look it up for you right now, sir.
Because I am excited.
Man your iPhones.
I'm excited about it. And I think that with the upgrade of technology and the graphics, I think it could be brilliant.
Most sci-fi films could be redone and do pretty well.
Yeah.
Most.
I think the visuals in that movie are perfect, though.
They need to keep the aesthetic.
Doing it again would be okay because it comes back to what you said earlier, where sometimes the message is what's important.
Right.
And I think that's one of those movies where the message is important.
I think most of us universally think Harrison Ford is the coolest dude in the world.
But it's got Rutger Hauer,
who's like fucking awesome.
Right. But I don't think that they particularly made Blade Runner what it was.
No.
I think that was the storyline of Blade Runner.
I think his charm
added a certain layer to it. But I believe there's other people that can do that, though. People have the charm to match.
Yeah.
Nobody can replace him as Han Solo.
At that age.
No.
But here's the thing, that's going to happen. What about Nathan Fillion?
Yes.
Let's just do it.
Please make anything.
Let's just have Nathan Fillion remake
everything. Nathan Fillion
Han Solo
is the modern day Harrison Ford, and that's the end of it.
You just cast Han Solo.
Although much as I love him, he's going to have to get in the gym if he wants to be in Star Wars.
Yes.
See, that's what 2 days of
I love him in Castle, but he's a little.
We need a 2009 Fillion, not a 2012 Fillion.
I'm okay with 2012.
I'm okay.
I know you like all Fillion.
I love 2012 Fillion.
But I'm saying
just,
if he's
going to
be
Han
Blade
Solo,
Runner, he's
going to
be Harrison Ford. Or Han Solo.
He can be svelte again.
Yeah, he's going to be
svelte.
Boom.
He's built. He's like a thick built man. I saw him topless last night in Castle. Don't worry about it. It's good.
It's like, don't worry.
Last week's episode was so brilliant,
by the way. I love Castle.
No spoilers.
I don't watch Castle at all.
The hammiest hamming you've ever seen from him in Castle yet.
I love it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
There's also things that they're going to make us say anything too. And they're going to do Bill and they're going to redo Bill and Ted.
With who?
Oh, it's all the same people.
But Bill and
it's
Ted,
again,
they're
going to
bring
growing
Alex
up
Winter and
children
and Keanu back.
But Say Anything too is going to be the same
it's
cast.
It's Diane. It's the continuation of what happened after the plane left. So it's what happened this many years later.
After you have Lady Wood for this.
No, actually, I don't.
Yes, she does. It's popping out.
Actually, I don't.
Oh, God, it's leaking.
The love I have for Say Anything. I don't need a continuation of that story. I don't need to know what happens to Diane and Lloyd because, like, in
There's
my imagination, the story is probably better than what Cameron Crowe is actually writing now.
Sequels ruin a lot of things.
Yeah,
they really do.
That's a little true. Sometimes they're beneficial.
We're looking at you, Silent Hill.
Stupid face.
I know this might be a little testy for some people in my general nerd world, but
don't get excited.
Matrix should have ended with one movie.
I agree.
I thought the ending of the first movie where Neo takes off and flies was awesome, and you just think he's going to go wreck the system, and it's going to be rad.
I
don't remember if I saw three. That's how bad three was to me.
The first time I saw three, I thought the same thing. I forgot about it right after I left.
Yep.
But upon reflection, like when I rewatched them, if you take them in all as one story, it worked. Just for me personally, it works better because as one story, it feels complete.
As one story, it feels better, but it still feels sickening.
I didn't need that big primal orgy down in Zion, by the way. Or
whatever.
Any of the crazy death stuff.
Yeah.
The only redeeming thing about the sequels was the introduction of the actor that plays the Merovingian, that guy is awesome. He was also in Sahara.
The Wachowskis figured out how to get him to be a good actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you give Keanu Reeves four words to say each line, man, he is golden.
He just needs to sit down there.
The whole Matrix trilogy was on HBO last night. I sat down, watched a little bit of Matrix. I was like, oh, you're not as horrible as I thought you were.
I don't need to watch it. I don't need to watch Inception either. Are you going to kill me?
What?
She was bored.
It was predictable.
It doesn't matter.
It's just so predictable. The only thing I really want to watch in that movie is Joseph Gordon-Levitt in a suit.
You can cast that guy in anything,
yes, as far as I'm
concerned.
Seriously,
I watched Holy Matrimony yesterday, people. Jason as a 12-year-old, heard it right. Awesome.
In a suit. in the middle of the air, kind of just like.
That's the only. I would watch that.
Cast J.G. Allen in any of these reboots, and they probably have a fighting chance.
Right?
Almost there.
I mean, he was even decent in G.I. Joe, people.
I like him.
The only thing decent about that piece of.
I can't
How did they fund a sequel?
I don't know.
I don't know. But I do know this, that they originally. Because they made the sequel before Channing Tatum blew up, that they, you know, they kill him, basically. And then they were like, oh, no, he's such a huge star. We've got to bring him back. So they, wrote his part longer. And so now it makes, no sense.
He's the sexiest man alive, according to people.
Okay.
His face looks like he got hit with a frying pan,
he's
people.
My sister's
yes, he has abs upon abs. But
he's attractive.
He's attractive.
He's okay.
But he's not the sexiest.
Okay.
Until he speaks.
Sexiest.
I don't even think he's that attractive. I know. I get it. Like, he's got the moves, but I don't like the swaggery guys.
I don't like southern men that sound like they're not from the south.
I don't like guys that walk around and look like they're grabbing their crotch.
That's
all
my
the time.
Thing.
He's got swag.
A swag is does not make a man. People.
It's not sexy to me.
Stop grabbing your crotch. Better.
I want pants that fit a man, that fit. I mean, they don't have to be all up in your junk, but they need to fit.
I think that they
and they don't need to be
junk.
Grabbing stuff. I don't want.
All pants need to be all up in.
I think if you're just gonna, if you're sagging your pants for them to be longer, why not just buy longer pants? I mean, is that not why guys sag their pants?
No,
is it to make it look longer?
They think they feel cool for walking around.
But I'm telling you. If a man sags his pants, I don't think your dick is any bigger. I just think you got a real small dick,
Can I just say something? That comes from prison. It's easy access, so you're all gay. I'm just letting you know.
Are we speaking from example?
Frank knows, people. Frank
So everyone, sag your pants.
Yes, everyone sag your pants.
I'm down to my ankles right now in this... back here.
Wait, what about your ankles?
Down to the floor. I got my pants down to my ankles.
Ooh. But is your ass showing?
I'll be right back, guys. That's
your
how I sag my pants.
Is your ass showing?
Yeah.
That's my
thing. Okay, but here's the thing.
I'm sitting bare-assed in this chair.
Frank's a short dude, people, so let's just let that one go.
My cousin, he's a size zero in women. He's so little, and he wears his pants under his ass.
What is that?
How did we get onto this conversation?
This is our show. Welcome to our show.
Welcome to awkward
This is the definition of awkward conversation.
Welcome to our
right
show.
What is going on? Sorry.
Okay. Another remake I would really like to see, and I know people are gonna be like, oh, it's already been done. I wouldn't mind seeing Revenge of the Nerds redone.
I'm mostly
there's
okay
a lot
with
of,
that idea.
There's a lot of good
who,
actors
who
that play
it?
Nerdy now that I would like.
Jay Baruchel is Lewis for sure.
Yeah. Lewis
no
would
doubt.
Be Jay Baruchel. I think
he's also gotta be Egon if they do a Ghostbusters thing, by the way.
That'd be awesome as Egon.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was dreaming about Jay Baruchel.
He's great. I love that guy.
That handsome Canadian man. he would be really good. I don't, here's the thing. I pretty much know in my head who I would have her, but Gilbert, the Anthony Edwards part, I don't know who would be a good counterpart to him these days, because there's not, there are tall, lanky, nerdy men in mm-hmm. the industry, but Anthony Edwards was flipping awesome. As Gilbert,
But you know they're gonna put Michael Cera in it or something.
Well, he could be, but he's not not the right nerdiness.
They would.
You know,
well, look, you're comparing him to also you're including the physical stature of Gilbert into this as well.
That's true,
and,
not the character.
And that's not necessarily
Gilbert.
The character.
Yeah.
So if we're thinking of people that look just like Anthony Edwards, I can't think of one off the top of my head. But
I'm not saying exactly like Anthony Edwards, but the whole.
But Michael Cera would be a good balance per se to Jay Baruchel. Yeah. That could definitely work.
Yeah.
I
like Justin Chong as
what's his name? Jesse Eisenberg.
Eisenberg.
Yeah, he could
good.
Do it.
Yeah, he could be good.
He's a good nerdy guy.
He's good. He's good. When we saw Rio, though, I was like,
oh, that's
my
the
mind
thing. So we saw him in saw him in the animated movie Rio.
Yes, that was. It's
and
a
then
movie.
We both watched out that movie, going, so he's not really a good actor. He just plays himself.
But it's like his but voice acting.
I think a lot of people voice acting.
Is very difficult.
Yeah,
I think people a lot of people really do that, and that's why their career is defined by the same character over and over again.
Yeah,
because
well, Michael Cera plays Michael Cera.
Which I'm okay with.
That's why I'm not really happy with him.
Can we make a sequel to Scott Pilgrim?
I am super. Please. People
but
next really? Week.
But they ended it. That's, there's no more comic book.
I want more.
It doesn't matter. They
I don't know.
Sure.
When
I
mean, does that
I
ever matter?
It. I love.
I liked it visually, but
I feel that it ended.
The storyline and writing. Kind
I mean,
of
didn't
left
they put all the books
angry.
Together the in one movie? Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's very much the comic story.
I'm sorry.
It's very much designed that way.
I know you want Johnny Simons. It's okay. I'm super excited, guys, about Red Dawn next week.
Yeah.
Again, the
Wolverines. I'm super excited about it.
Again, the storyline versus the characters being attached to. I agree with you. I think Red Dawn's going to be really good.
I think it's okay. I think it's one of those movies.
Plus,
because,
you got the Hemsworths. I mean,
because the story behind it was that, you know, it was during Cold War.
That
Soviet Russia invades.
Alive.
You can have like. That storyline you can take, and that's why it works okay with.
To
I think it's the Chinese.
Because we're always picking fights with other countries, and
you
we
know,
always have a country that
sense.
We have this.
No, because
this
the where climate is,
thing
it
going
makes
on
sense.
With, yeah.
It makes sense that the Chinese would have so much fucking money that they'd be like, let's take out this small town and overrun it, and then like Chris Hemsworth, fucking Thor,
that's
would
racist.
Be like, Wolverine!
The Chinese.
Why was he sexiest man alive this year?
The hammer is my penis.
I don't know why he wasn't.
You know just how to speak to me.
Maybe we should pull a don't pull a bee and try to get that happening there.
Let's do that.
I wish
Let's
I had fuck me gently with a chainsaw too.
That whoever ran that track, that reminded me. There's girls nerdy underwear line called Nerds with Vaginas.
Yeah, I know them. Yeah,
and they have a. Girl's booty shorts with Thor's hammer, but it says the hammer is my penis.
Why don't I have those?
You should.
Right?
I don't know.
Horcrux is one what? Of them. Horcrux, and then got 9 3/4.
Oh,
they also got a little Gandalf one that says "You shall not pass."
Oh my god, I need all of these.
Speaking, I think
for our Lord of the Rings episode. I'm going to wear them. Okay. I'm going to wear clothes. Don't worry. You don't have to say my lady bits. Okay, God, calm down.
Last time I lost my sight hysterically for a week.
Oh, please.
It was hysterical.
I just did a Lord of the Rings marathon, a whole Hobbit feast. It was last Sunday. We did all three extended editions, Blu-ray, which has 40 more minutes of footage, with all 7 Hobbit meals.
That's 40 more minutes of them walking.
I had which one did I have? The bun, the Hobbit?
We went to Denny's where they have the second breakfast.
The Hush Puppies there are really good that they made. The red velvet balls.
Oh yeah, we ate those.
The extended Blu-rays has more extended
40 more minutes total
than the DVD
over the yes.
All right.
Don't
I'm sorry.
Geek out too eyes. Much. It's like all. It's actually like the books. It's no. It's just like Tolkien's writing. It's all establishing shots of you know scenery.
That is so.
You know
okay.
how he takes
that's
like
okay.
the first 6 pages of every chapter to describe yeah. the scenery. It's, that's basically in the
that
movie.
Walking okay, in that. Exposition. That's why I need 40 more minutes of. Okay. Well, I had the perfect segue when we were talking about underwear to go into our game of MFK today, but we got off on a tangent there, people. But let's do it anyways. Let's time for MFK. Mary, fuck, kill people.
What? I thought he was dead.
Sorry, I was swallowing.
Someone's got to explain Wait. These rules to
okay,
me.
Okay, Mary,
I pulled 3
kill
cool characters.
You, I mean, I people should means. Know we play it every week. But to our guests, Mary, fuck, kill is you choose 3 people. And it's simple. You choose 1 to marry, 1 to fuck, 1 to kill. And if you fuck them, you're not married to them. You're just fucking them. And if you're married to them, it's just marriage.
That's not fair.
That's not
That's
fair.
The rules.
That any women.
That's the rules,
fair.
Bitch.
Your modified rules make me rage.
If they're not modified rules. That's how you fucking play the game.
No.
You I can, don't care how you play
fuck
it,
them
but
to
that's
death.
How you really play the game.
You can fuck them to death.
I'm killing everyone.
So I think...
You can marry them to death.
Yes.
Marry
them to death.
I think we'll start with our guest, Bernie, first. Who's
okay.
Your 3?
All right. All right. Well, let's see. So here's who I pulled. I pulled 3 of the coolest characters really ever. Well, 2 of them, and then 1's kind of a little bitch. But I got Lane Meyer right. from Better Off Dead. I got Gordy LaChance from Stand By Me, which would be a decent remake.
Right.
Again, the storyline,
we
cool characters. I could live without
that.
And Johnny Lawrence from the Cobra Kai Dojo, Karate Kid. Let's see.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
No, you gotta kill Johnny Lawrence.
Cobra Kai's gotta die.
You gotta kill Johnny Lawrence.
Oh,
Lane Meyer's probably the like the best dude in the group, so that's the one you marry. And Gordy LaChance is a little bitch, so you fuck him. Plus, he's got the ass of a 10-year-old boy.
You know who I wouldn't mind.
Nice and tight.
You know who I wouldn't mind sleeping with from from Better Off Dead if they could do the run by rundown. The guy, the Asian dude that does the Howard Cosell impression.
Totally.
Like, that'd just be great to have him be like Howard Cosell.
Lane Meyer.
Giving you the run.
Up to
giving
the
you
line.
The rundown of the color play of your sex.
I don't think that's going to be.
You want him to play by play the sexual experience?
Well, that's what he would do.
Yeah.
Lane Meyer pulls up to the lane.
See, I don't think that would be as attractive as you think it's going to be.
I don't think so. I would just be giggle. Like,
Lane bends Rachel over. Insert penis.
Almost coming.
Okay. Oh, we're going to have to take these sound clips away from Franklin. He no longer talks on the show. He's just a sound clip maniac. Okay, so.
Oh, my God.
He knows all the buttons to push to make me.
The hammer is my peanut.
Why are you playing her sound clip?
He likes to get me hot and bothered for no apparent reason.
Face. Okay, so you said you would.
Marry Lane Meyer, fuck Gordy LaChance, and kill Johnny Lawrence.
Oh, would I? Yay! Okay. I think our next person should be. Maybe we'll go with Nick next.
Nick,
all right, so I got three dudes that I've never heard of ever, so I just want to fucking kill all of them.
You have to pick one to marry and one to fuck.
All right, so I'm going to go with Charles DeMar. I'm going to marry him, and he's going to do my taxes for me.
I don't remember who he is. I wrote him down, and I don't remember who he is.
And clean the whole house. He's just, I'm going to make him do everything.
Awesome.
And then Scott Howard.
Scott
I'm gonna
Howard.
Pretend he's one of Ron Howard's brothers.
You don't know Teen Wolf? Scott Howard from Teen Wolf?
Dude.
I don't watch TV. I don't know any of these people.
Who are you?
I don't know anymore. All right, so Scott Howard, I'm gonna fuck him. But when I mean fuck him, I'm gonna kill him.
What?
Okay, are you gonna kill him by fucking him?
Fucking him to death.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that could be hot.
Okay.
Patrick Bateman style?
And Brian Johnson.
Are you strangling
Johnson.
Him too?
From Breakfast Club.
Hold up.
Oh, okay.
See, Brian Johnson, you should marry and have to do your taxes.
All right, so.
Charles DeMar, kill him.
All right, cool. I'll kill Charles DeMar. I'll marry Brian Johnson and fuck
him. Evil shenanigans.
Just leading someone in the
house. Well, if he doesn't know who they are.
I only know who Brian Johnson is now that you tell me from The Breakfast Club, because that's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
80s movie.
Don't remake that.
Do not remake.
They're going to be remade.
I don't think they will.
His estate will never let them be remade.
They're
going to
make Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Let's go with Pacey next.
All right, I'll go. So I got Pony Boy Curtis.
The Thomas Howell Outsiders.
That dude was pimp in the 80s.
Claire pimp Standish and Lewis Skolnick. I don't really want to kill it. Well, okay, I'm going to kill Claire.
Okay. Yeah, she's fishy. Why not?
I'm just gonna kill her.
She is busty.
She's not.
No, she's not.
Busty.
No, she's not busty at all.
Why couldn't I have gotten her from Breakfast Club?
I don't know. You chose. You could have chosen again.
Damn it.
I would fuck and then kill because she's that irritating, but looks nice.
I'm just gonna kill her. I'm gonna kill her. And then I'm gonna fuck Ponyboy Curtis because he's hot.
Yeah.
Ride him.
And I'm gonna ride him. Like the pony that he is. And I'm going to marry Lewis Skolnick because, you know, who doesn't want to marry a nerd?
And he does end up rich if you watch, like, the four sequels to that movie.
So I'm good with it. I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm good with my choices.
I'm okay with that.
No. I don't want you to
Why
be good
are you
with
so
my choices.
Mean to me?
Because it's just so attractive to me.
Oh, let's go with our second hostess with the mostest, because he's got a hostess ding dong. Francie.
It's a chocodile, and I'm going to.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's a chocodile. I apologize. I apologize.
No.
Do you choose yours?
I got Richie Miller. I'm not familiar.
From Teen Witch.
Teen Witch.
Louise's brother. Annoying, obnoxious brother.
Shelly
he turns into a dog.
He does turn into a dog, and he eats really gross.
Well, that makes my options much easier. I got Shelly from Evil
And he
Dead.
Talks like this.
And I got Boof from...
Boof.
Teen Wolf.
Boof.
Boofing.
Well,
What's
I guess...
Boof's real name? Is it Elizabeth?
I don't remember.
Does anybody know? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
I'm going to go watch that now.
I'm going to marry Boof. I think it'll be nice to cuddle up with him.
Very much.
I guess I'll fuck Shelley and I'll kill Richie Miller.
You don't want a little boy that talks like that.
You don't like Joshua Miller? I mean, come on, people.
I'm okay.
Makes pizza with marshmallows and chocolate sauce. I mean, come
on. But Boof will be nice to cuddle up with. He'll be warm.
Are you going to boof him?
By the way, Teen Witch never needs to be remade because it's my favorite movie.
Remake it. With Kristen
Stewart.
You hear
that, people? Oh. Get out there. Remake that movie.
No, Kristen Stewart should not ever be in anything other than a movie where she dies. She's the worst actress this side of Paul
Remake
Walker.
Cannibal Holocaust with Kristen Stewart.
She's the turtle.
God, Edward, vampire.
You're not quivering your face enough.
You are not allowed to talk about that. That ruined my life.
My life is hell.
All right, we got it.
Teen Witch.
No, we make Teen Witch with Emma Watson.
Oh, that'd be okay. That is the only way I will. If Emma Watson is okay Teen Witch, I'm okay.
Or Emma Stone.
Don't put the other lively.
Emma Stone can be in anything.
Emma Stone can
ever.
Be in a Teen
she
Witch.
She can be that.
Love her.
But you cannot put Blake Lively in Robin Lively's
She was
place.
Awesome.
Do not do that to me.
I don't like that. Franklin, who did you get?
I only know one of these, but I got Mouth.
Mouth.
Sarah.
I
and
fuck mouse.
Daniel LaRusso.
LaRusso's gonna fight.
Obviously, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna kill Sarah because I don't know who this bitch is.
I don't remember.
Which? What character?
It just says Sarah.
I think
some random Sarah. Whatever.
I don't remember who she is.
Sarah, I love you, Sarah.
I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Forgetting
movie,
Sarah?
So. This one's.
Marshall?
Oh, that movie. Don't watch that movie before a breakup. It sucks.
Now here's
before
the
a breakup.
How do you anticipate? I might get broken up with this week, so I'm going to avoid
Ralph
that movie.
Ralph Macchio and Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
And Corey Feldman as a young man in Goonies.
Oh, he's so cute.
He's adorable.
Fuck
his mouth.
Let
his mouth
it
is
be
awesome.
Known that I haven't seen Goonies yet.
Shut up.
What?
Oh, what?
What?
I just got a special edition pack. We need to come over and watch it.
Bitch, we're watching Goonies. I visited the Goonies
house. You know what? I know this is sacrilege. I would be open-minded to a sequel, not a reboot or remake, but a sequel with all the Goonies as the parents and their kids going off and doing some.
I go on IMDb and it says there's a Goonies 2. You know what Goonies 2 is? It's a video game he made. That's not a sequel. That's a video game. You cannot call that Goonies 2.
That original Nintendo Goonies video game is impossible to beat, by the way.
I don't think I ever played it.
Is it as good as E.T.? Because that game was awesome.
All right. I guess we should go back to
her. I'm going to fuck Mouth and marry. No, wait. No.
Anybody named Mouth is probably worth.
I'm going to marry Mouth because I don't have to touch him. And I'm going to fuck the shit out of Daniel.
I hope that you're going to marry him out of the country.
What? Okay,
wait, who
people.
Who did you say you were going to marry? Didn't you just say you're going to fuck two
He's
people?
Gonna marry Mouth.
Oh, you're going to marry
Mouth. Marry Mouth and fuck Daniel.
I think you have to go to Thailand for that.
I'm a little disappointed. I put Mr. Miyagi in there. I'm a little upset that nobody pulled out Mr. Miyagi. I wanted to see how that one went down.
How can you kill him? He's already dead. Oh.
Too soon.
Oh, not for two. He's been dead for 10 years.
I did Rocky Horror for 15 years. There is no joke that I will not tread on.
You were Rocky Horror.
I ran the New Art Theater cast in West LA for a decade.
Really? Wow. That's awesome.
That's how I know. I've met Bernie before.
I'm
and
on
that's
the
how
Blu-ray, by the way.
Ooh.
Just saying.
Well, Blu-ray.
My panties just dropped.
I've got that Blu-ray. We should watch that.
It's not that hard to make them drop, though.
I know. It's really not.
They're
okay,
kind of loose.
People.
So
let's see.
Didn't they try to remake that?
No.
Rocky Horror?
MTV tried to remake.
They've been talking about that for an ever and ever and ever, and I know we don't really want a tangent into Rocky. I could do hours and hours on that, but they've been talking about remaking it forever. There was the Marilyn Manson as Frank version, and more recently, I don't even remember.
Sharon Needles?
I'm okay with that. Yes. But no, it'll never actually happen because Richard O'Brien does not want it to happen.
That's good.
Yay for Richard O'Brien. He's kind of awesome. Okay, so I chose, while they were talking, I chose Linda from Evil Dead, Fern from Stand By Me, and Chunk. So I chose two Fatiman Fattisons, but that's okay. Because
Truffle shuffle.
Here's the thing. Fern, he's got a treasure trove of pennies under his house. So I think he could invest those pennies and turn them into something golden.
Chunk knows
so Jewish of you.
Chunk knows how to
And so I figure, you know, the investment of pennies Plus, if he gets under the thumb of his, like, obnoxious brother and Eyeball and all those fuckers, I mean, he could turn into something big time. I mean, he's Jerry O'Connell after all, people.
Yeah.
He does so I would marry that. This is surprising. I would marry Vern because he could give me some stability. I mean, I heard he turned into something great at the end of that movie. And he lives in the same small town. He's got, you know, it's great. He likes roots planted. Chunk, I love him, but I don't know if I could deal with the truffle shuffle.
He has a radio show up north now, I think, and he does announcing at the Cal Berkeley games. He does some
pretty
kind
awesome.
Of thing like that.
I mean, and he's got Maybe Sloth as a friend. He's I mean, cute. I don't know. Super Sloth is pretty fucking
like he's
cool.
He's got squidgy little cheeks.
And, I mean, I could probably get him to do a lot of stuff just for a Snickers.
You could. Hide the Snickers.
Truffle Shuffle, Snickers. Come on. Okay, you know what? Mine's changed. Yes. I would sleep with Chunk. I would sleep with Chunk, people. Oh, and I'm sorry. I think she dies anyways, and this is going to be horrible, but I guess I would kill Linda. Mm. I mean, well, that bums me out. I'm sorry, people. But
I don't
that's
like
how
people
it would be. All right. Well, that's the end of MFK. I guess we should get into our awkward questions.
What?
Awkward questions.
Awkward.
This sounds fun.
Awkward questions. Okay. Yep. I'm just going to go in a clockwise-y kind of fashion from like left to right. Frank, go first.
Quirky.
Okay. Don't think about it. I have to tell this to everyone because I don't like when people think about this. Just answer, okay? Prepared?
Preparation.
Should I be thinking of an awkward question for you?
No.
Guys?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, you could if you want to.
If you want to. We've never had a guest turn the tables on us.
I like that.
I like when the tables are turned on.
I like that. Okay.
Would you have sex with an alien and would you wear a rubber?
Depends on what she looks like.
Tentacles.
Or... some
any
tentacles
alien.
Can be okay.
Asexual.
Hey, look.
Alien.
Alice Krieg as the Borg Queen, I would tap that ass. All right. There's a lot of sexy aliens in Doctor Who. So yes, generically speaking, based on aesthetics, would I wear a condom? It depends on if they're disease free. And if they're gonna jet off into space, they can deal with whatever kid pops up.
Oh, awesome.
Space such a responsible alien father.
I know, right? Way to show, that's the one thing I miss
out of Star Trek, right? We never get to see the result of Kirk and the green chick, right?
That's true.
So I want to see what that would look like.
There's fan fiction out there,
I'm sure that has that. The human alien mixture.
That's
so, you know, just for science purposes.
I'm sure it looks scientific. Like an abomination.
All right.
Science.
Why? Mixed races don't look like an abomination.
Oh, damn.
Would the baby be green?
No,
or would it be like just like
don't
a mist?
I think I'm going to walk backwards.
Walk away, not today. Okay, Cisco, go with yours.
Do you believe anything will happen on December 21st, 2012?
Is that the stupid Mayan thing? Yep. No, not a bit.
Not a bit.
I think that it'll be the end of their calendar and we'll have to come up with a new one.
It is the end of their calendar.
I just bought a new calendar, so I'm really...
It doesn't exist. Like, the Mayans and the people like now are being like, that doesn't... Like, I don't know why people came up with December 21st. That doesn't exist on our calendar.
Yeah.
they're not worried. The Mayans are not worried.
Yeah, they're like,
so why should we be?
Whatever.
I think we're all going to
die. The Mayans don't know
we're
anything.
All going to die. On
frankly, if you look at how we lived, you know, up until, let's say, the early 90s versus now, it is a completely different world anyway.
Yeah.
So I really do think that any concept of what the world was going to be way back then or even we've taken such gigantic jumps in the last 10 to 15 years as a society in general. It really is. It's a different world.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Apple's going to like launch something that day that's just going to change the
I think
world.
They
Skynet.
Should. They should get on that and whatever
Skynet.
They're developing, just launch it on the 21st and take advantage of that.
Skynet is Netflix, okay? Skynet is Netflix.
I think Netflix will become self-aware on December 21st. And I think after that, we will no longer control our instant cues.
Okay.
You know why I know it hasn't happened yet?
No.
It's not going to happen? Is because we're still a couple years away from Marty McFly arriving in the future.
Ooh,
this is
that's
true.
What if they remade Terminator?
I'm moving off the 2012, 21st, 12, 12, 12 question. I'm going on to Stacey's.
Okay. What is the weirdest thing you have eaten or would eat?
Penis.
I've been experimenting with sushi. I eat boring sushi, so I've been diving into some of the more intense stuff. I don't really have a great answer for this question. I haven't really eaten anything too weird. You know what the weirdest, most disgusting thing I've ever eaten is? Freaking Vegemite.
Oh, that's
that is the worst substance known to man. I love everything about Australia. It's beautiful. The oceans are beautiful. The reef is beautiful. The women are beautiful. The Vegemite is the most wretched substance known to man.
And you know what? The crazy thing is they think peanut butter is disgusting.
Are you...
That's crazy. They don't have peanut butter. That's why they...
Did they drink
Vegemite.
Beverly soda too?
I did. I guess this is a little weird. While I was out there, I ate kangaroo.
Delicious.
Oh, was it good?
No, it's gamey. It's really gamey.
Yeah. Gamier than like alligator?
I haven't
eaten
alligator.
Does it taste like gamey chicken kangaroo? Like gamey beef?
Yeah, no, it's like deer.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Or bad like gamey lamb.
Oh, maybe the Coriolis effect affects their taste buds. That's why they don't like peanut butter.
And I have no intent of eating any weird stuff.
Yeah. This is my question. My weird question. Okay. Because the holiday season is upon us. Mm-hmm. Would you rather...
She looks terrified.
don't make holidays for me. Would you rather...
I'm just recently out of retail, so I'm actually looking forward to this holiday.
Would you rather eat Thanksgiving dinner forever or be Thanksgiving dinner?
Thanksgiving dinner is pretty much the best meal of the year. So I would eat that for a very long time. Love me some sweet potatoes, yams. I could do that.
Forever.
There are worse things to be stuck eating on a daily basis.
Breakfast,
I mean, there's so many options.
Breakfast, lunch,
dinner. Breakfast is a cranberry sauce, right? Breakfast, you go with the cranberry sauce and maybe some yams, right? They're sweet. You know, and then lunch, you hit the turkey up. I take that back. Turkey's got to be dinner because the tryptophan puts you to bed, right? Yep. So lunch, maybe you go with the stuffing and some mashed taters.
Some of the vegetables.
You know, yeah, the vegetables. And, you know, some people do ham at Thanksgiving. So, you know, there's your protein source. Then you move into dinner with the turkey and the gravy and you know, that's, yeah.
With the turkey and the gravy.
Well, if you have an awkward question for us.
Go ahead.
We've never had a guest ask if they could ask us an awkward question.
Just warn you before you go in.
The more awkward, the better.
And while he's thinking about this, I'm going to take some time and say, guys, don't forget to watch the movie club movie, which is Fifth Element. You know, it's Bruce Willis, Mila Jovovich, Chris Tucker. He's pretty awesome.
Don't remake that ever.
Ever.
So
ever.
Don't forget to watch that. We'll be discussing it next week on Francisco's show.
Corbin, my man.
Yay.
Super green.
All right. That should have given you enough time to think of a question.
No. Oh, gosh.
He was busy thinking of the Fifth Element.
Yeah, right?
Put you on the spot.
I showed that movie this past February, actually.
Corbin, it's your mother.
I could quote that movie all day long. Oh, gosh. I don't know. You guys asked some pretty good, interesting questions. I'm drawing a blank. Yeah, I mean, I'd have to tap into my very dirty, rocky side, and I'm not sure I want to go quite there.
Yes, go there.
That's the kind of show. It's very raunchy. It's very dirty. It's very awkward.
We were talking about rape a couple days.
Did you not hear our promo? Our promo was me getting raped by my father.
I mean,
I feel very awkward, and I'm going to leave.
Right? Knew that was going to happen.
It's not awkward until it's necrophilia.
Okay,
that's what Frank told me. It's never too far unless it's necrophilia or pedophilia. So,
I said it approaches getting.
If you were to fantasize opposite your sexuality, who is it you fantasize about?
Jessica Biel.
Opposite your sexuality, not your gender, but your sexuality.
Opposite my sexuality.
If you're straight. You're gay. If you're gay,
you're straight.
Yep. Okay. Mila Jovovich or Kate Beckinsale?
I would do Mila.
Oh, Kate Beckinsale is my future ex-wife.
I would do Mila and Jessica Biel.
I do have one I fantasize about, and he'll never be mine because he's...
Sorry.
Mila Kunis.
They're big fat Moes. Neil Patrick Harris and Cheyenne Jackson.
Wait, am I supposed to pick a gay one? Man?
Cheyenne Jackson, you know who knew Cheyenne? He was like, okay, do you watch 30 Rock?
No.
She's oh, yeah. Cheyenne Jackson's like...
You are supposed to pick a girl,
No. He said not opposite our gender, just
opposite... sexuality.
Opposite our sexuality.
So you're a lesbian? Someone just came out.
If I'm a straight girl, I'm supposed to pick women,
If you
right?
normally oh, you like can... girls, you should be picking boys. If you normally like boys, you should be picking girls.
Well,
see,
I don't mind.
That's not opposite sexuality. That's opposite gender.
No.
No,
because we're gay.
Because we're gay.
Exactly.
We're choosing girls.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
You love that ass. You love that ass.
I recently fell in love with her again. I was watching
Lost in
Translation.
You like ScarJo? I didn't know that.
But she has an ass double anyway.
Don't care.
You want to do the ass double there.
I want the ass double X.
Okay, if we're discussing, like, if I like guys and I would pick a girl to sleep with, I'd pick my girl crush, Selena Gomez.
Yeah, you got a girl crush on her.
I got a girl crush on her. I think she's, like, super pretty, super adorable.
And single.
I love her to
pieces. I love her to pieces.
Go get it.
Get it, girl.
Get it, girl.
We're not gay.
She's funny.
We're not gay.
Was that a solid first foray? Was that a solid awkward question?
Stacey,
yes.
Who did you say?
Wait,
Jessica Biel.
I said Jessica Biel, Mila, or Leighton Meester.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Leighton Meester.
Yeah.
Now, our tradition is for us to answer our own questions. We'll turn that your question on you.
Okay. Nate Fillion.
Yes.
He's the man.
He is.
He's, I mean, you know.
He's so perfect. I want to touch him. What?
We all want to touch
he's
him.
He's my spirit animal, actually. He's my Patronus.
He's your Patronus?
Yes.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Inside, so I am Nathan Fillion.
That's awesome. He's so perfect. And he's afraid of space.
As I put together my Captain Mal cosplay.
oh, that's right. We should mention Bernie does cosplay. Like, the first time Stacey and I met Bernie, he was Rick Moranis' character from Spaceballs.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that dark helmet's pretty priceless.
Were you in Geek Magazine?
I don't know. Pictures of me are all over the internet in that costume, and it's a little overwhelming.
No, in the magazine, there was somebody in the Spaceballs costume. I swear to God,
I'm the only person in the United States that has one. There's a dude up in Canada. I've looked all over the internet since my picture started popping up.
Then go buy the Nate Fillion Geek Magazine right now because you're in it.
All right, cool.
Awesome. All right. Do you have any? Is Nerds Like Us doing anything in the upcoming months?
Yeah. Let's see. Our next film is, I want to say December 7th. I'm going to pull up my calendar real quick. But it's going to be everybody's favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard.
Yeah.
So yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay.
That is definitely December 7th. I don't have a calendar starting January, February, or March. I'm making final decisions, and I'm looking for input from all the nerds out there. But we're looking at the following group of films, probably. Raiders of the Lost Ark, The Princess Bride.
Yes.
Right? We haven't done Willow yet, so that's probably got to make it into the calendar. We might redo some of the films that we've done in the past, so things like Ghostbusters and Back to the Future and Goonies.
Have you done Earth Girls Are Easy?
No.
That was one of the movies Cisco wanted to talk about, was remaking Earth Girls.
And not necessarily a remake, but like...
I love Earth Girls Are Easy.
Just watching it again.
I love Earth Girls Are Easy.
You can just go get the DVD and
Legend. We're also going to do Legend coming up soon.
Legend you've never seen, and Legend is fucking awesome.
And we're going to do Edward Scissorhands.
Ooh.
And we're going to go into some more Mel Brooks. We haven't done Mel Brooks.
If people want to follow Nerds Like Us, or you, where can they find your information?
They can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Nerds Like Us. All one word, Nerds Like Us. So facebook.com/Nerds Like Us and Twitter at Nerds Like Us.
Is your show called Nerds Like Us?
No, yes. It's Nerds Like Them.
Okay.
Yes. Nerds Like Us. No, it's Nerds Like You.
if you like us and you like our show, please, please, please download and subscribe to us on iTunes. Write us a review. That's how we make it.
We have fans.
That's how we get up in the ranks, guys.
Are you listening, fan?
Do we have fans?
I think we have fans.
We have fan.
Thanks.
You can listen to us, you know, on skidrow.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Awkward Convo Pod. Mm-hmm. Tumblr at Awkward Conversations Podcast. Pinterest, Awkward Conversations Podcast. Facebook, Awkward Conversations Facebook.
Now we're
on Instagram, and we always are posting funny, cool stuff.
Media.
November 30th, December 1st, and December 2nd, we are going to be at BentCon at the Burbank Marriott Convention Center. We will have a booth there with Skid Row Studios, and we will be conducting a panel. So please come out and see us. It'll be super fun.
It'll be called Talk Nerdy to Me.
It'll basically be this, but
it'll be
worse.
This. Talk Nerdy to Me.
With interaction.
Oh,
my shirt.
You can please do a cover of Motley Crue and change it to Talk Nerdy to Me. Is that
Skid Row? Can we? Okay. And next week, Francisco, what's your show going to be about next week?
Oh, next week I'll be hosting a show based off of video games and all that. It'll be
It's also his birthday next week.
It is also my birthday next week.
And it was just my birthday.
It was just Stacey's birthday.
Mazel tov!
Yay!
My birthday's better.
life to life. Okay, everybody, you know, in case we don't see you, have a good evening, good afternoon, and good night, and have a happy Thanksgiving. And I'd like to thank our guest, Bernie Bregman, for being back on. He will have to definitely be back on. We have many things to discuss with him. His nerddom is just vast. And
you're going to have to come back on.
Thank you, Nick, for helping us out of the booth.
With some awkward-ass questions for you guys.
Yeah, and you know what? As always, keep it awkward, people.
Keep it
awkward. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Get out.
Damn, where's my penis?
Bad boy. Cut loose with sociopath. Saucy pants. Get ready.